Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Okay, let's talk about a boomer twofer. And I'm talking about the baby boomers, and I'm talking about the nutrient lutein, which is now, you know, it's now been shown to not only be good for your eyes, that's one of the twofers, but also for your brain, the second part of the twofer. So a boomer twofer, lutein. This comes from a report that was published by foodconsumer.org based on a study review that was published in Nutrition Review August 8th, 2014. Comes out of Tufts University, a report in Nutrition Review that lutein and zeaxanthin are important not only for eye vision, which I think most people know, but also for cognitive function. There's your twofer. Lutein and its isomer, what that simply means is its chemical partner, if you will. So lutein and zeaxanthin can kind of convert back and forth to each other, are selectively picked up into the eye. And lutein is the predominant carotenoid in the human brain, particularly in pediatric brains. As a matter of fact, in pediatric brains, the lutein content is twice as that found in adult brains, indicating that children may need more lutein than adults. At least that was the original thought. What we now know, based on some reviews, is that lutein plays an important role in cognition, even for adults. Higher serum lutein concentrations have been associated with improved cognitive function. The author says, and this is the author of the review published in Nutrition Review, that lutein and zeaxanthin may have a variety of biological effects in the brain tissue, including antioxidation, anti-inflammation, and structural functions, and protect against eye disease as they absorb damaging blue light entering the eye. And I'll explain why that blue light statement is so important. So let's take the twofer. So here we have lutein. It's a carotenoid. Falls under the same chemical class as vitamin A, okay? And it is traditionally been used for supporting the eye, you know, vision, specifically the retina and the macula. But now studies are showing that it's also good for your brain. As a matter of fact, we know it's important for kids' brains, and it turns out that we need to maintain high levels even as adults. Even though our brains aren't really developing, the brain cells are always trying to make new connections, always trying to improve those information highways, those connections that one brain cell makes to several others, and lutein plays probably an important role in all that. So let's take the twofer. Let's take the vision part of this. Let's talk about that, some of the research, and then we'll go into the cognitive part of lutein. The word lutein, by the way, comes from the Latin luteus. It means yellow. So it does have a yellow look to it. It is a carotenoid, as I said, and carotenoids is a huge class for all kinds of compounds, like vitamin A, and vitamin A has all kinds of subgroups. So the word carotenoid actually covers thousands of compounds, and one type of compound under that big family or umbrella carotenoid is a xanthophyll, and lutein is a xanthophyll. So lutein is a xanthophyll, which is a carotenoid. That's kind of how it works. Lutein is synthesized only by plants. Leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale. It's also seen in some of the root vegetables, especially if it has that orange yellow color. Sweet potatoes, carrots. You know, they're high in carotenoids, high in lutein. So what makes lutein so important for your eyes is that it's able to absorb blue light. Now, let me try to explain. So light, when you see light in general, it's white for the most part, right? It's a combination of all these different colors, these different wavelengths of photons. A photon is a particle of light, depending on how fast it's moving. Will dictate whether it's blue versus red versus yellow. But when you combine them all together, it looks white. But that white light is broken up, as I said, into these different wavelengths, these different colors. And it turns out the blue color, the color blue, is a bunch of photons that are moving at high speed. The blue light is high energy light. It's hot light. If you look up into the sky, for instance, and you at night, you got to be out of the city for this, so go out to into the country if you can, and just look up into the sky, and you'll notice that some stars are reddish, some are yellowish, some are just kind of whites, but some are grayish and bluish. Those blue, grayish-looking stars, those are the hot ones. They're the big, hot stars. So blue light is high-energy, hot light. And so when you are, waking up and you open your eyes and all this light floods into your eyeball, it hits the retina, it's the blue component of that white light that's very damaging because it's so high energy to the retina and to the macula. So lutein is able to absorb that high energy blue light, and it reflects yellows and oranges. That's why it looks yellow and orange. So it's absorbing all the blue, reflecting all the orange and yellow. So lutein really is, it's a protection compound. It's a pigmented antioxidant that absorbs high energy blue light, and that is very, very important. Several studies, by the way, show that it does support the retina, specifically the macula, which is an area in the eye of high concentration of retinal cells. And it can even decrease, the higher the level, the lutein, you have a decreased risk of macular degeneration, which is the number one cause of blindness in people over the age of 65. There was a study, a nice randomized clinical trial published in the journal Optometry, April 2004, that showed a nice benefit for lutein in macular degeneration. The authors concluded that visual function is improved with lutein alone or lutein with other nutrients like zeaxanthin. And, of course, they said more study was needed. We always say that. Archives of Ophthalmology, September 2007, there was a six-year study conducted at the National Eye Institute in Maryland. They found that Maryland. They found that lutein and zeaxanthin protect against macular degeneration, for people over the age of 65, and that lutein and zeaxanthin, that isomer, that chemical partner of lutein, zeaxanthin, reduce the risk of macular degeneration. There's several other studies. There's another one in that same journal in October 2009 that showed low levels of lutein is associated with a higher risk of macular degeneration. So the more lutein you have in your eye, you're going to absorb that blue light, that high energy blue light. You're going to protect the retina, and you're going to be able to see for longer. I mean, that's nice. And as you get older, we lose these colored pigments. As we get older, we lose all the antioxidants. That's why it's important to take antioxidants, and so we got to make sure that we're adding lutein, zeaxanthin into our daily regimen. Eat the green leafy vegetables, eat the carrots, but probably not enough lutein to rebuild levels, so you probably want to look into a supplement that provides lutein to protect against the decay of the retina. What about the cognition? This comes from so that's the one part of the twofer. The second part of the twofer for lutein is cognition. This was published in the British Journal of Nutrition 2014. They simply looked at carotenoids like lutein, did a bunch of neurological tests, put together these cognitive scores with about almost 3,000 middle-aged adults, kept track of how many of these carotenoids like lutein they were eating. They measured these carotenoids like lutein before and after the study, and what they concluded was that a higher amount of lutein and carotenoids was associated with better cognitive scores. Now, that's a nice large study, close to 3,000 people, published in the British Journal of Nutrition, showing a nice link between carotenoids like lutein and better cognition. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with me.